B-Pod Studios.
We're going to bring in a man who can complete words. He is going to the league meetings, the NFL in Florida, and he was witness to the OTAs with the Philadelphia Eagles today, covering the NFL like no other on ESPN. He is Sal Palantonio joining us. Sal Pal, what did you see today?
Michael, I've got all six of my mound visits remaining. I'm in good shape. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother.
Yeah, no, I actually did not make the OTA today because I had to get on a flight down to this very important NFL meeting. A lot of stuff being discussed for the 2020 season. But this was a very, very important day for the Philadelphia Eagles, Mike. This was a big, big day. I did text Doug Peterson about an hour ago, told him I was coming on the program and wanted a full report. And he was ecstatic, not only by Carson Wentz's physical presence on the field and what he brought in terms of just being able to move around and throw the ball fiercely and without fear or favor to the back or the knee. And then there's the leadership. And then when you know, I read the transcript of what Carson Wentz said, you know, with him saying that he has learned a lot through the processes of coming back through these injuries and how much he has to be open to listening to advice. I think he is a changed player. I do. I've been around him. I was there for the Eagles Autism Challenge on Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field. I got to spend a few minutes with him. I think he's a changed player. He's got married. I think he's a changed person. I think lifting the ghost of the knee brace on his knee, having the back get into a position where he can do what he wants, and also removing the specter of Nick Foles looking over his shoulder. I think all of those three things make him unencumbered and a different man.
All right, so you don't have a problem with him full bore, unrestricted, playing, no limitations in the OTAs, even though like a month ago he said he wasn't healed from the back.
No, I don't. I think, you know, no limitations in OTAs is one thing, obviously. We have to take it in baby steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We got to take it in baby steps. We have OTAs. In June, there's a mandatory mini camp, in which things will move around a little bit more quickly. And he's got 10 full days of practice this spring. Right, Michael?
Right.
Let's not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
10 full days of practice. Obviously, no pads, no hitting, but still moving around in ways that he hasn't done since December. So that's a full 6 months. Now he's starting a 10-day practice regimen from now until June 13th. Let's see how the back responds. Let's see if he puts the knee brace back on. Let's take a baby step towards the month of June. Then he'll have half of June and most of July off. So 5 good solid weeks of rest and rehab. And if in July, Michael, if in July you and I are talking about limitations in July, then we know we have a problem.
All right. I want to discuss this with you. What is your feeling on veterans missing voluntary OTAs like a bunch of them did today, including Malcolm Jenkins, who's obviously making a statement? How does that play?
You know, Mike, I don't think the Eagles have a problem with Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm Jenkins helped them win their first and only Super Bowl title. They're good, okay? He's the one that coined the phrase, in the locker room in Los Angeles, we all we got, we all we need. He's the one that rallied the team together in the final 4 weeks of that Super Bowl championship season and then into the playoffs. He's the one that held it together on the field when Nick Foles was sliding into oblivion. Okay? I wrote a book about it. I know. I'm telling you, they're good with Malcolm Jenkins. And guess what, Michael? Malcolm Jenkins needs to get paid, and he needs to get paid in a hurry. Whatever money they got saved up, okay, they need to slide a little over to Malcolm Jenkins and make sure that he's happy and whole.
Well, why don't they realize that to the point where he has to give them this kind of a message?
You know, Mike, it's business, Mike. It's business.
Okay. All right.
It's all business.
Yeah, because everything you say is true. So if all that's true, the Eagles should go, we got to pay him. But they, yeah. they haven't, and he's giving them this message.
Sometimes you got to send a message.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Let me ask you, what's going to be discussed in Florida for the NFL meetings?
Well, a big, 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 two big things. Huge. That's why we're here. One is the pass interference reviewed in the NFL, which was passed in March. Offensive and pass interference, defensive pass interference would be a reviewable play, may be changed so that only a coach's challenge can review offensive and pass defensive pass interference, because they don't want the 16, 17 officials that are up in the booth, the replay officials, having to make that call. In fact, the Canadian Football League initially had the call made from the booth, and they found that they didn't like it. Those guys weren't trained to do it. They were missing a lot of calls, and they went to the coaches' challenge. But the coaches don't like having the responsibility of holding a red flag back and it falling on them to toss the flag and holding one back. It puts them at a disadvantage. So this is going to be a very big thing, because, you know, I have always contended the Rams were an illegitimate Super Bowl team. It should have been the Saints, and that can't happen again. And pass interference, offensive and defense, especially in the last 2 minutes, should be a reviewable play here going forward. And if it's going to be up to the coaches to throw the challenge flag, I don't think the coaches are going to be happy about that. So that's super contentious. And then the other thing is that yesterday the league announced that the NFL Players Association and the NFL have come to an agreement on health and safety, to the point where they are considering use of marijuana to manage pain. I just talked to a league official about 2 hours ago, and they are going to talk about that tomorrow.
Wow. That's going to be interesting. That sounds cool, man. And enjoy your time in Florida. Bring us the news, brother. By the way, I saw you on, I guess you were at Giants camp, and you had the yellow polo under the blue blazer. It popped.
You like that, Mikey?
Yeah, you had the yellow polo going. It was a good pop.
I was getting ready for Florida.
I had a guy.
Little bank shot, North Jersey, Miami Beach. You know what I mean?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.